Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Next Level Living Podcast, y'all. Number one ranked podcast amongst anybody who like podcasts. It's your favorite podcast. And we back, y'all. I got the gang with me, y'all. I'm so excited.
Why he ain't kick it to us, though?
I said I got the gang with me. I'm so excited.
No, but we finished the statement. It's your favorite podcast.
That's why I didn't kick it to you. That's why I didn't kick it to you. Did y'all hear what he just said? It's your favorite podcast. That's why I didn't, Jay. Do what you do, let me do what I do. It's my world, right?
He's just chasing it up. Yeah, it's your world.
I know. This is second episode, though.
I wouldn't ask how y'all doing, but y'all distracted.
He's not consistent.
They distracted, y'all. At the end of the day, y'all, let me tell you some real stuff, dog. This is a part two. If this is your first time at this episode, y'all, do us a favor. Go back. Yeah. Just go back. Y'all haven't even earned the right to be on this episode yet. Like, we gave you so many gems. We gave you so much. Like, I need you to just go back a week. Y'all know y'all rock with us. We family. But go back a week. You're not supposed to be.
I like what he did there. We gave y'all so many gems. But you weren't talking about LA Fitness. It's all good.
I'm just dapping you up.
It's all good. He said, you know, we dropped so many gems. And I said, but we ain't talking about LA Fitness. K-Hart, how you feeling?
I mean, he got bars. He needs to be a rapper.
And we ain't talking about LA Fitness. So many bars.
Okay. Bench press bars? No, that was good.
Come on, man.
You beat me too.
Rock with me, dog. Yeah. Oh, as soon as she said, I was like, ooh, K-Hart, we still there. Okay.
Y'all crazy.
I'm feeling good. Thank you, though. Yeah. That was needed.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Look, before I tell y'all about our guest for today, I'm gonna let Chris kind of talk about spotlight.
Oh, okay.
Talk about it.
Yes. We have Richard Uergen. Okay. 10K for one engagement.
Going crazy.
When I hear for one engagement, it's like, all right.
45 minutes to an hour.
You put in the work.
Changing lives.
Right. And some people make 10K in, a month. If we doing okay.
A what?
Some people make it in an hour. Look.
No. I was going to go further out than a month. I was going to go a little bit further.
But to see that this man is traveling, speaking, sharing his story, is able to generate, this much revenue by doing again something he would do for free.
Yeah.
It's just special, man. Shout out to Richard, man. Right. Richard's so dope. He's not just a member of the community. He's now on part of our team. You know what I'm saying? So now
he works part of the organization.
Yeah, he's on our team. Like, he's one of the people that works with new members when they join.
So
Richard's all in.
Shout out to Rich.
Man, y'all, like Mike said, this is a part two to the episode. We had one of my man, Jacquez Lewis, Jock, a.k.a. Mr. Reps. Two times he was in the Mr. Olympian competition, number 10 in the world, then in the top 20. Like, he next level, y'all.
Yeah.
And last week we talked a lot about his journey in health and fitness, but we want to kind of know about, what'd you say, Chris? His background?
I want to know about his background. Yeah. Like, what kicked all of this off? But also, like, because you say it's, like, in you. What is in you? Like, where did it come from?
Man, how much time we got?
Oh, yeah, give a quick highlight. We got some good stuff to get into. Yeah.
But, I will say this. It was things that happened early on in my life that gave me that grit.
Okay. In New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Because you grew up, it's a
right.
lot different.
So I'll tell you where I grew up. So I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana.
What part?
In the Sixth Ward.
Okay.
I was born and raised in the Lafitte Project.
Okay.
Right? So I lived there until I was about 14 years old. And then we moved out to an area called Kenner.
Yeah, I know.
Or we're not closer by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're not. But just in that time, just being raised in that environment will give you that grit that you need.
Yeah.
You know, or give you that grit that you need as an adult to get on out of there.
Gotcha.
So my focus had been there since an early age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seeing so much, doing so much. Or whatnot, but I was always one of those kids that was not trying to be a part of the crowd.
Mm.
I was never one that was, I was always over here while everybody was over there,
right?
So, you know, just growing up, man, it was a, you know, like everyone has their own story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But everyone doesn't take that story and make it out into something,
mm-hmm.
right? So I just feel that I'm so happy right now that, you know, the growth that has been between now and then,
mm-hmm.
it's been a journey, right? But I will tell you this though. So growing up in those kind of conditions and whatnot, like I said, it put a certain kind of grit in you, right? And so you never wanted to be a part of what was going on in your area. Like I always wanted to be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I always knew that it was better for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I knew that without a doubt,
mm-hmm.
right? Even growing up, I was that young man that was like, no, he's going to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is what was told to me at a very young age. So I took these things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I took the words of the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
you know, because back then when we was growing up, you still had neighbors watching out for you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like it is now.
Right.
Or whatnot. So, you know, you had the OGs giving you encouraging words and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, youngin', you got it.
Right.
You know, put a little couple of dollars in your pocket and go get you something from the store.
Yep.
You know, we grew up in those times still or whatnot. But what really gave me that grit, man, it was like, you know, just seeing my mom, you know, and different members of my family being in certain positions because I had another aunt and other cousins that lived in a project that wasn't far from us or whatnot. And just looking at those conditions, man, I knew that I didn't want that to be my future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So with that, man, I just started doing things. But I was always attracted to things that other people wasn't.
Okay.
Right. So I got into the fitness. I got into the modeling. I wanted to get into the acting at an early age. You know, I wanted to. I started doing a lot of acting and extra roles and this and that. And that was really my journey through the age of like 18 all the way to like 28 or whatnot. You know, and working various jobs or whatnot. You know,
and training
and training because I always did my own thing. I always been an entrepreneur since the age of like 21.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, although we still had our little jobs and stuff, but. And I'll tell you how that happened. So me becoming an entrepreneur, I lost the job, right? Because we all grew up, and well, I don't know how y'all grew up, but majority of people where I'm from, they tell you go get a job.
Yeah.
Right, for sure.
There's no encouragement to start your own business.
So true.
It's no encouragement to do things outside of what the adults ahead of you have been doing.
Right.
You know, get a job when you did, get this and that. And me, I'm like, I ain't get a job, man. I won't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Like my grandfather and everybody did construction work and I did that when I was a teenager.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I always felt like I was too smart to be working with my hands like that.
But you see, and the way that you're telling this is like you use your story as your motivation to be different versus using your story as an excuse to stay complacent.
That's right.
And a lot of people do that. They're like, you know, I've been through this. You know, I'm not worthy of this. But you didn't see that. You were like, you know what? This wasn't me.
Yeah, that's right.
This wasn't her. This wasn't my mom. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do better for the both of us.
That's right.
And so you took your story and used it and applied it the right way, the way that we should all apply
versus
using it as defeat.
No, that is absolutely correct, man. And, you know, whether you're into doing what I'm doing, whether it's fitness or whatever your passion is just a thing of like, I had a passion. And I know I had a passion.
Yeah.
And I didn't get old. I didn't realize until I got a little older to knowing that my passion is going to lead me to my purpose.
Right.
I just didn't know what it was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Right.
And so as you're chasing your purpose.
No, as I was.
You had to chase.
No, as I was moving in my passion.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My purpose eventually came to me.
Yeah.
Right.
It revealed itself.
It revealed itself.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's right. And like I said, we all wake up, you know, we have a choice and a chance to do certain things. I just knew that my conditions wasn't for me.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like, even at the man I am today, I'm like, man, it's so much more that I could be doing. Yeah. So I'm glad that I still have this same grit right now mm-hmm. that I had when I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
But that grit, mm-hmm. what I want to talk about, because there are some people that hearing you
mm-hmm.
and they still think in fitness.
No.
Right. So let's talk to the individual now that is like, okay, well, I'm not a bodybuilder, I'm not in competitions, I'm not really in fitness mm-hmm. like that, but they want to be swole in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to mm-hmm. have a great physique when it comes to character and relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I look at you,
mm-hmm.
some people look at you like, man, yo, look at my man muscles. Like, mm-hmm. yo, look mm-hmm. at boom, boom, mm-hmm. boom. I look at them and they think like, man, I wonder how much he can lift. But my thing is like, man, I wonder how much pain he had to endure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me expound on that real quick. So many brothers, 8 out of 10 brothers that ask me that, or anybody say, man, how long it took you to get like that, or what you did to get like that? My first mental response mm-hmm. is, but I don't tell them that. Mm-hmm. I give them the second response. Okay. Been 20 years, I've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I just never stopped since high school.
Yep.
I just always stayed in shape, right? The first response is a lot of pain.
Yep.
Mm.
See, it...
Come on.
Wow.
I didn't choose fitness. It chose me.
Mm. Hmm.
Working out was all I had.
Mm.
I didn't smoke coming up. I didn't drink coming up. All my partners, they was going to jail.
It was there.
Selling weed in school, dope, all this. I was working out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I had no way out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In my mind. So my release was to work out.
Mm.
So when people look at my physique, like, I was in shape. I had a grown man body at a young age. Mm. So people always thought I was a lot more older than what I was when I was 25 and 26 and 27.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know that I would train twice a day for 10 years since the age of 20 to 30.
Mm.
Twice a day, six days a week.
Ooh. What?
That was how you decompress.
See, I didn't did it because I wanted to get swole. I did it because that was my release.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
You didn't do it for attention. You needed it.
I needed it, bro.
It's a different mindset. Therapy.
Listen, bro. Like, life was sinking me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know life was sinking me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that, it was like I had no one to really pour into me and show me something different that could release what I'm going through. Now it's like, what do you do, Jay? You know, where do I release this pain that I can't talk to nobody about? Mm. You know what I'm saying? So over time, it was like you said earlier, reps in the gym.
Yeah.
Mm. So I would go to the gym not because, you know, I know you could go and do what you need to do in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would be in there 3 hours because that was my place of meditation.
Yeah. Solitude. You didn't have to do it.
I didn't have to.
You get to do
that,
it.
I get to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right? And so for me, that, you know, so when a person asks that question, how did you get like that? It's like, bro, this is a goddamn diamond in the rough, bro. Yeah. Like, you see the diamond.
Yeah.
But you ain't see what this diamond can't. You all see the volcano.
Yeah, yeah, all the cuts.
You didn't see the volcano and the lava that formed this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Yeah. And that's where the trauma comes in, that when you want to talk about trauma and the things that we went through, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The things that we grew through, I had to grow through for a long time. A long period of my life, I was taught to get through things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We are taught that, let time heal all wounds. That's the old black saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time don't heal no all wounds in my book.
Facts.
It never has.
Mm. Yeah, you got to do the work.
Right. Growing through that time heals all wounds.
Come on.
And, and then I had to get older to understand, to do my homework, to say, okay, it's easy to say even grow through it. How do I grow through it, and what does that look like?
Yes. Right.
Because I didn't know what that looked like.
Okay.
How do I grow through my wounds?
Yeah.
What does that look like on a daily basis for me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I got into reading.
Right.
I got into reading. From working out, I got into reading.
You're in your bag,
and I started researching a lot of books for my clients and stuff. So I had like 90% women clients. Okay. So my entire life, I would read books on women.
Mm.
Right?
To relate.
No, not even
and that to educate.
Too. Relationships books too.
Yeah, okay.
But I read books on women, hormonal books.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. So these are the things that I indulged into or whatnot just to get my mind away because I always felt like I needed to feed myself because I wasn't getting it nowhere else.
Right.
See, the gym, I was tearing my body down. Right?
But
I wasn't building
up.
My mental. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, for a long time in my 20s, I would go and sit down in Barnes & Nobles for 3-4 hours out of day after I would train because I would work at night. Wow. You see what I'm saying? Right. So after a good training session, I'd go to Barnes & Nobles because I was inspired to be in one of these magazines at some point. You see what I'm saying? So I'm in there writing. I'm doing homework. Nobody ain't got to tell me to do this. This is something that I want.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm in there writing all the editor's information off the magazines.
Right.
Doing what I can to feel like, I'm doing something to get ahead.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know what's crazy is you said it, right?
Mm.
They asked you in the gym, How long it take you to get this? First answer is, what you think is a whole lot of pain. But the second one that you tell them is, years, 20 plus years of building up my body.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about you, your physique, your fitness, all your competitions, all you've experienced over the years, I think about that person that's like in our Speakers Academy, that got hurt. That maybe got molested, house went into foreclosure, went through divorce, you know what I'm saying, had their heart broke, suffered from depression, all the pain they've endured. Now they getting checks like, my man, $10,000, you know what I'm saying, Richard Juergen, you know what I'm saying, to speak, but he's sharing his story of what he's endured. So it's like all of that pain is what qualified him. You literally said in the previous episode, in order for me to compete for Mr. Olympian, I have to qualify again each year.
Every year.
I got to go through more pain every year to keep growing.
To keep growing.
And that's what a lot of times people don't see. Yeah. It's the pain that they got to go through, the things they got to endure. So count it all joy when you go through tests and trials of every kind because it's producing perseverance and faith so you're not lacking nothing.
It is.
And that's a different type of energy a lot of people don't have.
That's right, man. And, when we're hit with certain kind of drawbacks from people when you're trying to get to that next level, man, it hits different, man, when you're talking, when race is involved in it in a certain aspect, And as black men, it sometimes it could cringe us and get us in our feelings right quick because you're holding me back. It could be at a job. Mm-hmm. You're holding me back because, okay, you want to let the white boy get it, but you ain't going to let me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? As black men, we have to sit down and really think about our response and our emotions before we actually respond.
Yeah, that's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
This is just something that we just have
to do. We walk into the room with one strike already. You know what I'm saying?
Of any guys that were competing, but then they stopped competing because they was like, man, I see racism. Because I feel like in life, there are some people that racism or challenges or whatever will stop some people, but for others, it might motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you going to see me?
That's a different type of energy, and so that is me, man. But what I can say is this, though. When I would see those brothers, right? Because, see, I'm all into the energy work and stuff like that. I don't look at those brothers as guys that just went through something and is just ready to give up. I look at them and say, you know what? He hasn't got to that certain point in his life where he's ready to overcome anything that comes after.
There we go. That
part. Non-negotiable.
Right. So I don't push him all to the side. I don't see anything negative about him or anything like that. I just say that brother's not at a point in his life where he's ready to make this level of commitment. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, speakers, listen up. The Next Level Brand Studio is here. Your one-stop shop for all of your branding needs. We've created branding materials for some of your favorite motivational and public speakers. Are you in need of a high-quality logo design? Well, look no further. The Next Level Brand Studio is ready to create a high-quality logo just for you. Or maybe you need an electronic press kit. We have created EPKs that have helped speakers make well over 6 and 7 figures. In need of a website? The Next Level Brand Studio has built websites for some of the biggest names in the industry, and we want to do the same for you.
Or maybe it's time for you to go to the next level with a high-quality speakers reel. Whether you have taken the stage hundreds of times or just once, the Next Level Bread Studio has a team ready to assist and create a custom speakers reel for you. NextLevelBreadStudio.com. It's time to take your brand to the next level.
So for someone who always is like a start-stop type of mentality, mm-hmm. what do you think needs to happen in order for them to get to that point?
That's a battle. Honestly, that's a battle you have to ask yourself. Because mm-hmm. certain things, I could give you all the answers in the world, but certain things that you got to sit on and ponder.
What do you have you seen anybody who kind of like maybe dabbles in and out there, come to the gym consistently for 3 months?
Even my clients over the years. And I could sit here and tell you that answer because I've been working with people my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So they come in with the goals. You know, you go into your workspace with the goals, right? But those goals are not always met.
Right.
So why are they not always met?
Right.
Because there's always circumstances at home or outside of that that's pulling you away
right.
from, that you haven't made the certain level of choice and commitment to get away from. See, you got to get away from them things if your purpose is over here.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And stick with it no matter what's going on in your life. And see, everybody is not at that playing field yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I'm at this level now because I been knew what my purpose mm-hmm. was. And I just think that those brothers and those sisters who's still going through stuff like that,
yeah.
they haven't truly identified it and let that and set and meditated or prayed on that to say, okay, you know what? This is bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now you're fighting a losing battle against yourself.
Yeah.
And you're losing.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
Right.
You've been losing.
Yeah.
So come on, man. It's time. As adults, you even get to a certain level as an adult where it's
yeah.
like, hold on. I'm not 25.
Can't
I'm
not do this
30.
No
I'm not 35.
I'm sick and tired of this.
It's time for me to make a
yes.
choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Whether it's with a relationship, with your significant other. Like, I ain't about to keep going
yeah.
through this. Like,
yeah, right.
We ain't doing this for another.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for 10 years. We ain't about to do this for another 5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right? So I just think that is just,
yeah.
it isn't everyone to make that. It's just a yeah. season for everyone that
when they
haven't encountered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? To get that serious for about it.
Question. Yeah. So when I think about somebody that's in great health, great shape, mm-hmm. great physique, like yourself, winning competitions, traveling the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you got the physical pain,
mm-hmm.
but there is that level
because
mm-hmm. a lot of people struggle with getting advice from others
mm-hmm.
and they want to figure out it on their own, right? I'm sure you've learned from people. I'm sure like, I done had trainers on YouTube, bro,
mm-hmm.
where I done seen guys on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you talk about the importance of people being willing to humble themselves, get the help, get the support, get the coaching, if they want to go to the next level and have that physique in their own personal lives, not even physically? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, shoot, I could only give you my experience with the humbling aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you that. And I was a person that always believed in, if it's something that I don't know, I'm going to first do the research for it.
Okay.
I'm going to first watch as many YouTube videos as I can
right.
on it, read on it, whatever. I go to Barnes & Noble's, get a book on it, get an author on it, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
That is just me, though, right?
It's a good game.
And because I always want to be, if I'm interested in something, I always want to be on a certain playing field before I ask for help.
Right, because it shows that's already taken the initiative.
That's a cheat code right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I always want to be on a certain level playing field before I ask for help.
Mm.
And so after getting out here so many seasons and losing, I was like, damn, man, I need some help.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, though. Coming out the city that I come from,
yeah,
nobody ain't trying to give you no help, though, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Not for
like,
free.
No, they ain't doing
Not
that.
Not for free.
You feel me? And when they see your potential, like, people have snugged me for years when they would see my potential.
Back home,
yeah.
yeah.
Like, oh, I ain't putting him on.
It's crap in a barrel.
Over.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because it ain't my fault I have a little presence. Like,
right.
bro, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For sure.
But that's just the mentality.
Yeah.
Like, see, like with Jay, I don't care how strong Jay's presence is. I know I'm going to give what was for me regardless
right.
if he's in the room or not. That's just how I move.
Jeremy
you
thinks the same way. That's how he got to where he was.
Right, that
yeah.
don't matter.
Yeah.
That don't matter to me. If anything, I want to attach myself to that.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Because that's my goal. That's
You're
where
king.
I'm trying to go. Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
But the atmosphere and what we was raised in is not like
is this,
that.
It's almost like if you're getting it, I can't get it. So I don't want you to
like
have
you
it.
You're going to take out my pocket
yeah.
if I put what you want.
Versus having somebody who has a bunch of connections, resources, and then you're also that same person, and y'all can do this across the board instead of pulling each other down.
Baby,
like, that's the goal.
Baby, let me tell you, I could have been successful on certain levels if I would have had some kind of real guidance from OGs, the people who I, you know, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Bro, so, I just talked to somebody last night that got a third of a contract that they should have got. One third of what they should be getting compensated. You know why? Because they lean to their own understanding. They didn't have the humility to say, hey, Jay, or hey, other
tell
mentor,
me
or coach, or Google, or YouTube, is this a good deal to take?
Right.
And when I heard the numbers, I was cringing like, bruh, that's a third of what you should be getting. But he ain't know no better, but he ain't gonna get no better. So he ain't gonna get no better.
That's right, that's right.
I punch you in your belly button. Bro, did you hear what he just said?
I heard. Yeah.
This, bro,
he know no better.
You said the same thing and said two different things. Bro,
you caught that?
You,
but it's heartbreaking when I see that.
You see that.
And because I want, I mean, one of my homeboys used to go, like, bro, you want everybody to win? I want everybody to win.
That's right.
Yeah.
But they got to want it.
What's wrong with that, though?
Yeah, but they got to want it, too.
What's wrong with wanting everybody to win?
Right.
I know what's wrong with it. It's elite. It's not surface.
Only the
one. Want somebody else to win is not the bare minimum. You got to know that you deserve the best in order to want it for somebody else. See, a lot of times people don't want to put the best on somebody else because they won't accept the best for themselves. They've already surrendered to a process that was actually, that actually could have benefited them, but they accepted the lowest route out. So there's no way I could help somebody else get higher than me because I don't even believe I deserve it. How am I going to wish the best for you?
Bro, and that's what it is. That's what it is, man. But see, that's the whole thing, man. You have to, it's easy to tell people to put yourself in a room with these type of people.
Yeah.
But our rooms didn't have those type of people. Let's just keep that above.
Yeah. Become them people.
Oh, you got to put yourself in a room with more like my people doing elite things. Well, let me tell you about these elite people. Mm. Be real with you.
Yeah.
They don't want to be in a room with people that's down here.
Facts.
And that's just the real.
Yeah.
You can ask them all day. I don't need you to put me on. I just need to be in a space. See, like what Jay did this weekend? I didn't ask Jay to put me on. He just put me in a room.
Yeah.
You know how much I gained from that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a mastermind.
Oh, was he?
Watch this. I'm going to tell you. What I text you, Jay? What I gained from that? What did I text you?
Oh, you said, man, you was like, man, I could read it, bro. You was just like, nah, can I read it?
Go ahead,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, because I don't want to remix.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to remix,
bro.
Yep. I don't want to remix it.
Just
so look what he said. You text me, yo, Jay, we got to chop it up tomorrow if you can. Too much I want to say in text. But, man, that was the best, most fulfilling experience in my life.
Wow.
It was fulfilling because I felt that and I confirmed that this was my calling. Just last year, I learned through a spiritual experience that I am a teacher. And I said, wow, I won't ignore that. This weekend just stamped it.
Let me touch it.
That's deep, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's deep,
God,
bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Yeah, and you know what's so impressive about you? Not your grit, not your physique, all of that. Your humility when you came to me, I felt love. Like I felt from one man to another, like love and respect.
Yeah.
But bro, the fact that you read so much, the fact that you was training, you should realize years ago, 80% of my women that I'm training are 80% of the people I'm training are women. So I'm going to read book on hormones and this and that to add more value. I want to talk because like you're feeding your brain. I want to talk about that because I believe in my own little world and you the goat here. But it's like, okay, you got the physical. You got the physical part. You got the coaching, the mentoring, the videos, the stuff to watch to make sure. Bro, the techniques, man, the techniques. Mike, I'm hitting the iron, bro. I'm hitting that iron, dog. I swear to God, nigga. I'm hitting that iron.
He'd be like,
stick your chest up and keep your elbows in. And Deani, I went from being able to do the 15, but when he says stick your chest up and your elbows in, I can barely do 8. And I'd be pissed at you, bro. I'd be like, yo, this is hella, those small tweaks.
Right.
And so he got parts of my body hurting. I was like, I didn't even know that part existed.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And so I want you to talk about that, bro. You got the physical part.
See,
you got
the
coaching.
That's the thing, King. You got to bring in other people and other coaches to help
that
you identify.
Come on. That part.
Yeah.
That's the part that people are missing.
You see what I'm saying?
So for those of y'all watching, again, we're not talking about fitness.
Right.
We're talking about the pain you got to endure if you want to go to the next level.
Yeah.
You're going to endure some pain.
You need to have coaching, mentors, guidance. Yeah. He can tell me to bring my elbows in and stick my chest out when I do the back workout because he's been there and done that.
Yeah.
But you also ain't eating nachos and Cheetos.
Yeah.
You ain't waking up in the morning eating Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you feed your body.
Yeah.
And then we're going to equate that to the people that's watching and listening before we wrap it up so they can understand the importance of what they feed their mind.
Yeah.
And y'all got a meal prep company.
Yeah.
So talk about, plug that.
Come on.
Yeah. So I talk about the importance. So what I do personally, man, a lot of times, majority of whether I'm competing or getting ready for a show or not,
mm-hmm.
I actually do a lot of fasting, right? Mm-hmm. So I fast a lot to about 12 or 1 o'clock in the day.
Is that called intermittent fasting?
Yeah, you're right. Because a lot of times when we train, uh-huh. I don't eat anything until we leave the gym. I don't eat breakfast or anything.
We be going hard, right? I need a big bolo.
Right.
And pre-workout.
But it's just some of the, this is like, you have to get to the point where is that, you know how you say, you have to learn your body?
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to learn your body. Mm-hmm. And that really is a process of learning your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I have been through this and been intentional and thorough for so long that I know my body.
Yeah.
I know what it responds to. I know what I need to do to lose weight, gain weight, or this or that, or feel good, or feel like I have a good, or not sluggish, right? Because a lot of the time, as soon as we eat, what? We're sluggish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, we're still, as long as we're eating meat and all this other kind of stuff or whatever, that's dead foods, right? You actually want to be eating electric foods,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's called electric foods, right? Anything alkaline foods
okay.
or whatnot that's going to re-energize your body, make mm-hmm. you feel good, give you a spark. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need because we're electrical beings as well. So you want to have something, you want to feed your body something that's going to give you a spark versus bring you down.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying? This is why we eat those meals and we got to sit on the sofa like, boy, I'm full, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Every night.
Versus grabbing something that's alkaline or, you know, full of hydration and that's going to give you some good mm-hmm. nutrition and whatnot so you can start your day, right?
Got you.
And so, you know, I never advise on eating a real heavy meal if you're trying to see some progress in your life in the morning mm-hmm. because it shakes up your morning too much for the first part of your day.
Wow.
And it would drag you. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? You don't want to be dragging in the first part of your day.
Right.
You want to have that upbeat tempo.
Right.
Okay, since this is first you have to identify what it is that you want and how do I get there? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. What foods, now identify what I want, what foods do I need to get there to make me feel like this?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the whole thing of conquering your day. Oh. Conquer your morning, conquer your evening, and then conquer your evening and your day is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how we start.
Mm. It's deep because but everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, especially the days I train with you,
mm-hmm.
I need that bowl of oatmeal.
Right. No, totally
you
understand.
Know what I'm
totally understand.
And then after we work out, I need that omelet or something else.
Right.
Because
no,
you take me down through there,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
But it's like you got to feed and nourish your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know, what percentage would you say, because everybody says it's different,
mm-hmm.
what percentage, when it comes to physical health and being in the best shape,
mm-hmm.
what percent is diet and what percent is exercise? And I'm going to wrap it up and show them
something. Okay.
What would you say?
I would honestly say like 75-25.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could.
But which one is 75?
Now, this is the thing. Because you got to ask yourself, what's the goals?
Okay. Right.
Right?
Right.
So if your goal is to really build,
right,
then I would say working out is 75.
Okay.
Because you could just eat healthy and don't work out and have a good, healthy physique, period, mm. point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that could easily go to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to get a physique,
mm-hmm.
diet just ain't gonna get you there alone at all. Diet right. don't build, you know, eating clean don't build muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta get in the gym and tear that down.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not right. So that's why I say 75-25.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So for those of you all, and man, Jock, thank you for rocking with us.
Man, bro. Thank you for having me, man. This is an elite experience,
and,
brother.
And y'all see how he was speaking and flowing, you know what I'm saying? I'm already knowing he going to kill it when he take the stage, you know what I'm saying? At the next mastermind.
Sure. What's
the next one in Atlanta? Deonnie, like
you
July?
Built for it. You built for it.
Yeah, I want to see you on that 2 minute, boy. You know what I'm saying? Give him that pop, 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 pop.
Long as I'm prepared, man. I'm not.
Oh, you'll be prepared. That's my stay in your lane, bro.
Yeah.
You get me right in the gym, I'm gonna get you right on
what
the stage.
What I told you the other day.
You said you're gonna have me being in the best shape, ready to compete, and I'm gonna have you on stage. You know what I'm saying? Giving this.
No, that's what I. Yeah. That too.
Okay.
This is what I told you. I told Jay. I said,
imagine your physique being on the same, having the same level of standard that your speaking is on. Mm.
And all I hear is pain.
And I say, right. Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine your physique being on the same level that you're speaking on. You know what I'm saying? And that's elite.
Man, that's elite. And that's the next level weight, man. If y'all want to grow physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, relationship with your family, friends, your health, your fitness, your finances, like, it's going to be some pain you're going to have to endure. Right, it's going to be some challenges you're going to have to fight through. That's how he got that physique. But he also got that by coaching and mentoring and learning and reading and doing research and knowing his body. You got to know you. You got to know your mind, your surroundings, what's good for you, what's not for you. And then you got to be intentional about what you feed your body. He already said there's times where he fasts. It's certain things he will eat. It's certain things you won't catch him eating because he knows what's put inside him is the very thing that fuels him. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? What are you consuming when it comes to feeding your mind? What are you consuming when it comes to feeding your spirit, right? We want you to win and go from one level to the next level. So implement this stuff you're putting in, and then your character, your relationships, your health, your income can look like he looks in the physical, but you can experience that in the mental and the spiritual. Man, appreciate you, Jock. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you. I'm on another level.